producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. And this hour of the broadcast, you're in for another treat because I have arranged for one of my favorite guys in the automotive world to join us. He's an esteemed automotive journalist. Matter of fact, he and I worked together for a number of years at Motor Trend, where he was not only a member of the Motor Trend staff, but he also ran Truck Trend magazine as their editor-in-chief as well. In more recent times, Mark Williams has taken a new assignment. He's working for the folks at Cars.com, and in particular, because Mark is a real expert when it comes to trucks and SUVs, they have given him the reins to pickuptrucks.com. So if you love pickup trucks, and Americans, without question, absolutely, positively love pickup trucks, you're in for a real treat because we're going to talk to Mark about some of the things that were unveiled at the media days of the recently held Chicago International Auto Show. It's open to the public right now, but the media days are history. And we're also going to talk about some trends within the truck world, within the crossover world, and within the sport utility world. And again, if you are in the market right now, many folks are. We're on, last year we sold 17 million. Well, we didn't, I didn't, but as a whole, 17 million new vehicles. Can you believe that? Were actually sold here in the good old U.S. of A. And remember, for every new vehicle sold, there are three pre-owned, or if you want to be old-fashioned, used vehicles sold. So that's an awful lot of vehicles that are changing hands, and lots of people have cool new rides to have fun with and show off to their friends and family. And if you would like an expert's advice, you always have me to count on anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. But you also have Mark Williams. If you're in the market for a pickup truck or a sport utility vehicle or a crossover. Crossovers are becoming more and more popular. It just seems like a lot of the automakers are abandoning the traditional sedan marketplace and putting their energies into building these crossovers. Now, what is a crossover? That's a question I get emailed to me quite often. A crossover is basically a sport utility that rides on a car-based platform. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get the car dynamics, ride and drive, along with extra added volume as far as space is concerned, maybe a higher seating position is all part of the experience. People tend to like that these days. And also people like a higher ride height, just in case you're going through bad weather or if you're doing a little mild off-roading. So crossovers continue to dominate sales, and more automakers are moving in that direction. Our telephone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. If we don't have Mark Williams on the line yet, why don't we dial him up on his phone numbers and hopefully perhaps try his cell first, because We're having a little bit of a connection problem with Mark. In the beginning, the problem was mine because I sent him an incorrect dial-in number. I've been having some teeth issues. Matter of fact, I have to have one tooth out, and I have to have a wisdom tooth out. And I hit a wisdom tooth out years ago, and it was not a pleasant experience. I mean, they didn't knock me out or anything, and my mom was still alive. My mom died in 1990, so I remember being in this oral surgeon's office, having my wisdom tooth extracted. Of course, it broke, and so he had to basically kind of chisel it out of my jaw. And, you know, I got through it okay, although, you know, it did honestly traumatize me, or otherwise I would have taken care of this other wisdom tooth many, many years ago. But I remember my mom saying, you know, what was that hammering noise? You know, were they putting up shells? No, they weren't putting up shells. They were working on my jaw, Mom. That. But anyway, I've been dealing with some teeth issues, and hopefully I'll get one of them out of the way this week. And my sympathy goes out to anybody who has had teeth problems in the past, pain. It can be really debilitating. I had some days this week. It was really, really tough. So,
all hey, Bob, can you hear me now?
I can sure hear you. That's Mark Williams.
Huge apologies. I'm very sorry. And it sounded like I was interrupting a story.
It's okay. I was just saying this past week, I was having some teeth issues. And you probably heard me saying I have to have one tooth out. Most likely this week, and then eventually I got to have a wisdom tooth out. I had a wisdom tooth out more than 20 years ago, and if you didn't hear me what I was saying, my mom was alive back then, and she took me to this oral surgeon, and the wisdom tooth broke as it was coming out of my jaw. And so the oral surgeon, who was a very, very good, you know, Boston area oral surgeon, you know, took a chisel to my jaw. And after I came out of the office, and you know, a little sideways, they didn't knock me out or anything. They put like a hockey puck in your mouth to keep your jaw open. That's, I remember that. But anyway, my mom said, what were they doing, hanging shells in there? I said, no, they weren't hanging any shells. They were chiseling my jaw. That's what they were doing.
I'm cringing over here. I do not like stories like this. And I had nothing remotely similar to where I was last week at the Chicago Auto Show. There was no removing of teeth and no pain, even unless you're talking about the cold. And that's the thing about Chicago in February that can just change a lot of people's minds, I think, about living in that area. It's cold. I'm a Southern California guy, so anytime you throw me into those kind of temperatures, and they were single digit the week I was there, that's a different way of trying to live. It's tough.
Yeah, I agree with you. As you know, I'm a Boston guy. I lived in Boston my entire life up until a couple of years ago, relocated down here to Orlando for a startup that unfortunately never started up, but I've gotten used to the warm. So when I was in Detroit for the auto show, I was freezing to death, and I was saying to myself, like, I can't go back. You know, I got to either stay here in Florida or move on to California.
All I can say is thank goodness we have new trucks and SUVs that can protect us from the elements. That's all I care about.
Absolutely. And certainly Chicago traditionally is always a big show for trucks, always a big show for sport utilities and crossovers. Is there one particular reason that the OEMs tend to like to utilize Chicago?
That's a good question. I guess you have to look at it in context. You've got Los Angeles, which is kind of at the end of the year, and then you have the other shows that all have their different personalities.
Yep, that's true. So, you know, as long as it's the Windy City and it's the 9 degrees, you know, we might as well load them up with trucks. It makes a whole lot of sense. When we come back on the other side, we're going to get the expert insight and opinion of all the debuts, all the cool news from the Chicago Auto Show Media Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprise. You got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live all across North America. We thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Williams. Mark is an esteemed automotive journalist, as I mentioned at the top. Both Mark and I are alumnus of Motor Trend. Mark worked both on the Motor Trend side of things as well as the truck trend side of the fence, where he was editor-in-chief. He has since moved on to Cars.com, and when they looked at his resume, they said, "You are the man. We've got to put you in charge of PickupTrucks.com. So Mark is here to tell us all about all of the great unveilings at the recently concluded press days of the Chicago International Auto Show. So lots of news to talk about. Why don't we begin by talking about let's begin by talking about Nissan. We saw heavy duty versions of the Titan introduced a little bit earlier this year, but in Chicago, my buddy Fred Diaz and the Nissan team were very busy with not only the Titan but also the Armada. But tell us about the debut of this new Titan.
Yeah, they took a lot of time and effort and energy back when the Titan XD first came out to explain this long-term strategy that they had that was about more than just coming out with, you know, a Nissan Titan replacement. So before, the previous generation Titan was just a quad cab, short bed, heart of the market, half-ton pickup truck competitor that never really got much traction and as a consequence didn't sell very well. So this new strategy that Fred Diaz pushed from almost day one was a full line of light duty and even some specific version commercial, almost commercial duty pickup trucks to replace that old Nissan Titan. So the first one that came out, just like you mentioned that we saw, was the Titan XD. XD referring to the fact that it's kind of a heavier duty chassis. It's not a traditional half ton. In some ways, it's not even a traditional 3/4 ton pickup truck because it slots as far as the numbers, and big numbers for truck guys are GVW and GCW, which essentially just let you know how much weight it can carry or how much weight it can tow. And the XD is the heavy hauler or the heavy tower Nissan Titan that came out last year, or right at the end of last year, so it's only been on sale a couple of months. But Nissan took advantage of kind of the Chicago truck theme and went ahead and released some more specs and information and quite a few photos of the half-ton pickup truck. Now, I will say it was a little disappointing that they didn't have a truck there for us to poke around, climb underneath, get inside of, but they did make an announcement about some of the specs that are going to be important, like the overall length, the wheelbase length for the next crew cab, short bed, half-ton or light-duty Nissan Titan that they're going to have come out probably in spring is when it's going to be available, and it will only be offered with gasoline engines, both a V6 and a V8. But it'll be a wonderful complement to the Titan XD, which will be for the people who have to do more towing or more work or just want a truck with a little more payload capability, as opposed to this lighter duty version that will ride more traditionally like what we've come to expect from an F-150 or a Ram 1500 or the Silverado.
Absolutely. Let's before we talk about the Armada, the large people mover sport utility vehicle, Nissan had a little bit of fun in Chicago by equipping one of their vehicles with the kind of tracks that you would normally see on a tank or a snow resort type machine. Tell our listeners a little bit about this unusual Nissan.
This is very cool and very a couple of very fun videos. Anybody wants to go on the internet and Google. I don't even know. They don't even have names for them. But you're exactly right. There are those winter tire track, kind of tank track, and it's a tank track at each wheel that they can fit onto a conventional SUV or pickup truck for that matter. There's all sorts of videos on YouTube, though. You can look at that. But Nissan actually created three of them. So they had a Murano, a Pathfinder, and a Nissan Rogue. So essentially all the SUVs underneath the Armada, just like you mentioned, which they had its world debut at the Chicago Auto Show, where they showed the brand new, all new Nissan Armada. But all the other SUVs in their particular booth had these big snow tracks on it, and they were just constantly showing on a loop, you know, what these things were doing in a snow-covered field, and just plowing through these things, having no trouble at all navigating any of the problem spots. It's like it's exactly what you would expect. Nothing is going to stop an SUV equipped with tank tracks on the thing. So whether it's going into water or into snow or into dirt, these things just have an amazing look to them. And obviously, you know, these three trucks were equipped that way to try to get a lot of attention to the people who are walking by the booth. And at least from the media days, it absolutely worked. People were crawling all over those things all day long.
That's great. Let's talk about the Armada, the large people mover SUV from the folks at Nissan. Boy, Mark, I said a little bit earlier today that it seems like the Nissan folks have been trying for quite some time to get this vehicle right. And the last variant, this is kind of a refresh, you know, was almost there. Have they done it? Have they actually nailed it, you think, this time?
Yeah, well, I guess in a word, what I would just answer without having driven it, I would say yes. And here's my reasoning behind that. Essentially what they've done is gone away from the platform sharing mentality that they've had for the last 10 years with their mid-size pickup truck, their full-size pickup truck, their full-size SUV. They've all shared essentially the same architecture. Now that saves a lot of money, obviously, where you don't have to do a lot of engineering investment if you already are going to be trying to adapt an existing platform. But that does limit you in a lot of ways. So some of the weaknesses that were inherent in, say, the old Nissan Titan were also kind of inherent in the old Nissan Armada. So that full-size SUV was kind of saddled with some of the limitations that the pickup truck had. Now they've completely steered away with this new strategy, and they've essentially taken the Nissan Patrol, and for anybody who's traveled the world or even is interested in vehicles around the world, the Nissan Patrol, very much like the Toyota Land Cruiser, is a name that has deep heritage and resonates through the decades for hardcore, four-wheel drive, ultimate capability, even military applications. So they've taken this newest generation global Nissan Patrol platform, and they are now going to put the Nissan Armada on that platform for the U.S. for sale toward the end of this year. So just that alone, I think, is going to put this in a different category than the previous model.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the 2017 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. That was unveiled in Chicago. We'll get Mark Williams' expert opinion on that vehicle and lots more straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Across North America on great radio stations around the world via GCNlive.com. Hello to everybody listening in Atlanta on WCFO. Thanks to Jeff Davis and company. Everybody listening in Portland, Oregon on KPAM, and everybody listening on our newest affiliate, Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS. Thank you so much for being here. Mark Williams is with us, telling us all about the trucks and SUVs and crossovers which made their debut to the media at the Chicago International Auto Show. And once again, the folks at Toyota, in particular the TRD division of Toyota, in this case the Tacoma, they've hit the ground running with a new off-road oriented pickup truck. This looks like a really serious piece of equipment.
Yeah, this is the big truck. If there was one truck that I was waiting for to take a look at, poke around, crawl underneath, get inside, this was the truck. The TRD Pro we've been waiting for. Last year, we know that the Toyota Tacoma was upgraded in almost every single way. They completely redid the frame, completely redid the styling and design. It's much quieter inside. They redid the entire interior design, and the driving dynamics and the engine performance are light years ahead of what the previously ignored Toyota Tacoma. It essentially hadn't changed for 10 years. So last year when we got this huge upgrade, everybody was just like, finally, where have you been? But this is the package, the TRD Pro package. They introduced that 2 years ago both with the mid-size pickup truck and the full-size Tundra, is the high-performance off-road capability vehicle. So it wasn't meant to be designed as a, say, for example, a Ford Raptor fighter, but it is supposed to be the ultimate performance four-wheel drive Toyota vehicle for that particular platform. So for Tacoma, that's the ultimate off-road vehicle. For Tundra, the TRD Pro is that ultimate off-road vehicle. And it's got some very good improvements, so that don't exist on any other trim package or any other model, and they're all TRD engineered performance parts. So it has a slight lift in front, so 1-inch longer coils. They're a little bit heavier duty to take heavier and harder hits on the front end. They have Fox Racing shocks at all four corners, which, if you know anything about desert racing, Fox Racing shocks are pretty much used on all the top teams and are you know, huge technology research goes into how suspensions work, and there's tons of more technology in this new Fox Racing shock than existed in the previous TRD Pro Bilstein dual reservoir racing shock. So more performance is essentially what's happening with this improved Tacoma and the TRD Pro package, which is also improved on top of that. So we can't wait to get into this truck and see how it compares with the previous model and also anything else in its segment. I mean, as far as I understand the midsize pickup truck segment, there's nothing as serious as this as far as off-roading ability, whether it's high speed or slow speed rock crawling. There's a technology on this TRD Pro that also exists on the Toyota Land Cruiser and also the TRD Pro 4Runner, but it's basically called crawl control, and it's just an electronic computer-controlled system that you can just, based on settings, put it in the right terrain setting you want, for example, rocks, put it on setting one, and it will control throttle and traction ability and engine performance as needed depending on what terrain you're going over. All you have to do is essentially steer. So all you have to do is steer away from the bad things, and it will take care of everything else. You don't have to touch the throttle. You probably aren't going to have to touch the brakes either, because it'll control your speed up a hill, and it will control your speed coming down a hill, all through the wonders of computers. So just that technology alone is going to put this in a league by itself.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another very important and exciting truck for lots of folks. The folks at Ram took the wraps off the 2017 Ram 2500 Power Wagon. Lots of folks are talking about that. And also, they announced a 4x4 off-road package. Tell us about this news out of FCA.
Yeah, you're seeing a theme for this year's Chicago Auto Show. Everybody was about off-roading and extreme capability, and Ram probably personified that particular theme better than anybody else. With those two vehicles, a freshened, new-looking Ram Power Wagon. And if you don't know anything about Ram Power Wagon, it's essentially their ultimate rock-crawling, four-wheel drive-capable vehicle. So it's on a three-quarter-ton platform, so it's a very heavy-duty chassis, has a slight suspension lift, has Bilstein shocks all the way around, has locking front and rear differential lockers that give you true four-wheel drive traction that allow you to climb up almost any wall that you want to drive up to. And then it also has a sway bar disconnect made popular by a lot of Jeeps that allows that front axle to relax the front sway bar to give it as much flexibility to go over some of the nastiest terrain you might be confronted with. So all those parts and pieces are going to be on this new 2017 Power Wagon. But the big news is that the Power Wagon now has the same front grille and tailgate look as last year's Ram 1500 Rebel. So for those who might be Ram fans or aren't familiar with it, but the Ram Rebel is kind of an off-road themed, kind of adventure themed particular trim package that Ram came out with last year that's very capable but has a new ram grill. So no more ram's head within the crosshairs, which is the traditional ram grill that we're all used to, but it has a much more fluid and swoopy look to the front grill with big lettering, R-A-M, on the grill, and then even bigger lettering stamped into the tailgate, R-A-M. And it also says power wagon on the tailgate, power wagon on the side of the truck, and power wagon on the hood. So there's no way that if you buy this truck that people aren't going to know what it is when you drive down the road.
Speaking of Ram, another very important vehicle unveiled in Chicago as more and more folks are buying luxury contented pickup trucks, and in some cases making them the family vehicle. And Ram is stepping up to the plate with the Ram 1500 Laramie Limited Edition. And boy, this one has got a lot of bling, and again, that big Ram ever-present grill.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. So last year, we're just talking about the Ram Rebel, which has the new kind of front grill look that might be an indication of the way all Rams are going to go. But they came out with the Ram Rebel last year and also the Laramie Limited, which, just like you say, has every option and every feature and every top quality material stuffed into that truck to make it essentially their top of the line trim package. So that's going to compete with the F-150 Limited or Platinum. That's going to compete with the GMC Denali. That Laramie Limited, depending on what kind of features you choose for the interior, it is as comfortable as any luxury sedan you're going to find. But it has that new look. It's almost like a double nostril look on the grill that's fully chromed, and then the big Ram lettering on the tailgate. So, yeah, absolutely. The new looks and the new designs that all the truck manufacturers are trying to get out into the marketplace are an indication of probably what's going to come on down the line as well.
A couple of special edition vehicles. Again, we saw these last year, but they're back for 2016. The Midnight Edition, backed by popular demand for the 2016 Chevrolet pickup trucks. And also the folks at FCA had fun with a video game-inspired Renegade, just two other cool vehicles. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk Ford and lots more with Mark Williams.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
PickupTrucks.com is the place to go to check out everything in the world of pickup trucks, as well as crossovers and sport utilities. Mark Williams is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com and joins us live here on the broadcast telling us all about the 2016 Chicago Auto Show Media Days. And before the break there, I did a little tease about Ford, much like Ford did in the Motor City of Detroit with a sport edition of their Fusion. They unveiled a sport edition of their Explorer in Chicago. But beyond that, I want to get your take on that vehicle, Mark, but the other big story from Ford is an announcement. The fact that Ford is going to be bringing to market somewhere in the range of about four new sport utility vehicles in the not-too-distant future, and we may indeed see the return of the legendary Bronco name.
Yeah, now you're talking my language. this is something that a lot of us have been hoping for a long time. Almost from the day that the Bronco went away, especially whether the full-size Bronco or the downsized Bronco, the original Bronco, that's just a name that has always resonated for Ford and people who love the outdoors or people who love trucks or people who love vehicles that are capable of doing more than just driving you to and from work. And that's exactly what that Bronco name resonates. And if by some chance and some miracle that they decide to bring that back, although the full-size SUV market is a tricky one, and I don't know if they want to attach that name to something that's smaller, maybe a midsize SUV. And if there is going to be a midsize SUV with that name, it's going to have to be capable, which in my mind almost requires it to be based on a platform that is very strong and very capable and is likely to be shared. And if it's going to be shared, that probably means they don't have anything existing right now because they don't have a midsize pickup truck. But globally, they have the Ford Ranger that does exceptionally well in South America and in Africa and in Australia and Asia. It's a great pickup truck that's made everywhere else in the world but not brought here to the U.S. So in my mind, if they're If they're thinking about bringing something like the Bronco over, that means we might also get the Ford Ranger.
And that would be huge because folks absolutely love the Ranger and can't wait for a new variant. Let's talk about Mercedes-Benz. The Sprinter line for Mercedes-Benz has expanded with a new variant called the Worker. And in addition to that vehicle, at the Chicago Auto Show, the folks at Sprinter also showed off an extreme concept vehicle. Tell us about
before I get to the fun concept extreme, just briefly, that whole full-size van segment that now Sprinter is more aggressively playing in now, it has been exploding in the last couple of years. You've got both Ram and Ford who have come to market with their kind of Euro-styled full-size vans, replacing the old-school, body-on-frame, truck-framed kind of full-size vans that they've had in the past. But now they're much more efficient, they're bigger, they're more capable, and they can make more variants off the same platform. So the Ford Transit is exceptionally popular. The Ram ProMaster is also becoming more popular for that commercial segment as our economy starts building and picking up speed. So naturally, Sprinter, which has always been the kind of more expensive choice, now there's a lot of quality that you're getting and a lot of great capability out of that van as well. So the price, at least in my mind, has always been justified. But as Transit gets more popular and the ProMaster starts beating the Sprinter on price almost in every single way, they had to do something more aggressive. So this is the Sprinter Worker is kind of a stripped down version. Still has a lot of standard features, but kind of a stripped down version that's huge. Has a lot of interior cargo space. I think it's over 300 cubic feet of cargo space inside that full-size van. And then also has a diesel engine, which the other manufacturers, if they offer it, tack on a couple thousand dollars. But this Sprinter Worker is going to start at basically, I think it's right around just above $33,000 if you include in the destination charges. So for that amount of money, you can carry, I think it's more than 5,000 pounds, maybe closer to 6,000 pounds, and then can tow a 5,000-pound trailer with a four-cylinder turbocharged diesel that gets somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think it's about 275 foot-pounds of torque. So any kind of work you can imagine or any kind of business you have, this would be the vehicle that you could use to essentially create whatever you needed, whether you have a pool company or a plumbing company or a construction company. You could essentially create what you need with a van like that. Now, getting back to the concept extreme, manufacturers are always trying to get people to stop by their booth and take a look. And the way the Mercedes did it this year is they took a one-ton chassis cab Sprinter van. So it's a dually. It's about, I think, 160-inch wheelbase to it. And on top of this chassis cab, which is essentially a van stripped of everything right behind the cab, and put on an Italian-sourced dump truck bed that has a hydraulic ram underneath that, depending on how you set up the pins that are in all four corners, can dump a 6,000-pound load directly behind the truck. Pull a couple of more pins, it can dump a load to the side, to one side of the truck, or if you modify the pins in a certain way, you can hit that hydraulic ram and it could dump it on the other side of the truck. So it's like a triple dump truck, depending on how you want it set up. But they put graphics all around it that had mud and lime green details on it. It's a huge roof rack and a half a dozen pencil beam spotlights on top with a integrated winch on the front, and it had a 3-inch suspension lift on it and big old mud tires, 6 of them, obviously, because it's a dually. And it just had this amazing presence standing there in the Mercedes booth that it was another vehicle that constantly had a crowd of journalists walking around it trying to figure out whether this thing was real or not.
That's great, Mark. Got a question here. The question is from Vince. Vince is in Texas, and he writes to me at bob@ottawaradio.com. Question for you, Mark. He says, Mark, I'm from Texas. I'm not supposed to like it. Am I crazy? But I like this new Honda Ridgeline. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Honda did not abandon this, because they're, as far as sales go for that mid-size segment, everybody's kind of coming back, and I'm sure there must have been a dozen points along the way of this Honda Ridgeline redesign where somebody at Honda could have said, you know what, let's just not do it. But they decided to kind of make it look a little more like a traditional pickup truck, with that a straight cut behind the cab and a traditional looking bed, whereas the previous generation Ridgeline had a very odd kind of look, a very odd kind of side profile look to it. A lot of the new Ridgeline is going to be taken directly from a technology and safety point of view, directly from the new Honda Pilot that just came out last year, and a lot of great technology and detail in there. So I think that's gonna bode well for this new truck in the market. I think it's going to be a good truck. It's obviously going to be a truck that's more narrowly defined for certain people's tastes. It's not going to be, it is a mid-size pickup truck, so it is going to compete with the Tacoma and the Colorado and the Canyon. But it's going to be a little more family-oriented. It's certainly going to appeal, I think, to some people, some guys, maybe some women that are a little older. Maybe he drives a full-size pickup truck that might be lifted, or a three-quarter ton, to tow the trailer or the horses to and fro. Maybe this is the family vehicle. Maybe this is the wife's pickup truck, where it's got all sorts of very convenient details on the interior. Nobody is going to be able to match the interior space of the Honda Ridgeline when it comes out, because it's got a flat fold-up rear seat that and a flat floor plan in the back. Also has a great V6. I think it's a 3.5 liter V6. That's going to get great gas mileage, so if you're driving it around empty a lot of the time. But the payload capacity is still going to be significant. It's going to be above 1,400, probably closer to 1,500 pounds. And, of course, it's got the exclusive Ridgeline tailgate that drops down and also swings out. And that in-floor, in-bed trunk that nobody else has. And that's a Ridgeline exclusive, too. So it'll be fun to see how that vehicle does in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Mark, we're going to get you back in the next few weeks, because it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. Mark, thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Stop using it. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about three quarters.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. It's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.